I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Alyssa on 98.5 KRZ.
So, birthday-related question for you, because today is KRZ's 44th birthday.
Happy birthday to us, yes.
Be honest. Yeah. When you first came, what was your very first impression of KRZ and your very first impression of Northeast PA in general?
Okay.
Be honest.
Okay, so you have to remember what we were walking into. The old building on Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre, there was actually a tree from the outside that was growing inside the building. It had pushed its way through a window.
Nice.
So it was growing on the inside.
You got a tree.
Yes.
Fun.
It was the old blood bank. We were told that if you rip up the carpeting, you would see bloodstains on the floor.
That's just charming.
So first impression, not the best. No.
And they tell you it's from the blood bank. Yeah. Sure. That's where that blood came from.
So thankfully, we did move here to our building on 315 in Pittston Township.
What about the area, the people?
People took a while to crack the code.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing when I first moved here. You have to grow on people here. If you don't grow up here, you do have to grow on people, because people here view you as differently. And I told Kristen that when she started in the afternoon. I said, it's going to be much easier for you than it was for me. And I'm not complaining, but you grew up here.
Right.
So people won't get that. I got a lot of go back to where you came from, which was interesting. And now I've grown on people, but it does take a while.
In the old building, there was parking for maybe three cars.
Okay.
And we had a park in a parking garage, South Main Street in Wilkes-Barre. Which was always nice to walk into that building at, you know, like 4:30 in the morning. And there was this guy that maintained the parking garage. Sue and I used to call him Rag Mop, because he always had a mop in his hands, because there was things in the hallways and the steps of that old parking garage. I don't want to know what
that
is.
That's not to ask.
I don't want to know what you're mopping up. Every morning we would say hi to him, because we'd see him 4:30 in the morning.
Hey, what, sure.
Let's go. He would never. It took about 6 months before he finally acknowledged us. Eventually, after we did our show from Disney, we brought back some mouse ears. We put a pair of mouse ears on his head to take a photo, had a big smile on his face.
See?
So it does take time.
You grew on Mop Guy.
Yes.
And in his defense, if you were mopping in the middle of the night in Wilkes-Barre, would you stop and talk to everybody? But the job itself, did you enjoy it right away, or were you skeptical for a little bit?
Just like any other new job, it was tough. It was tough in the beginning.
I'm so glad you stayed.
Yeah.
And I have to pat KRZ on the back, because a lot of radio stations don't have a lot of people with them as long as I am, you are, Jeff is.
Well, look at our staff. Yeah.
Fishy.
Definitely.
We're very lucky.
We are fortunate. We really are.
Thank you, everybody who's hearing us right now.
Yeah, thanks to our listeners. And that's, you know, without you guys, I don't know what we'd be doing now.
Well, but alone. Just be you and me, buddy.
In a closet, a dark room somewhere.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.